It's time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hua e nai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me live in the studio to talk all things business. Let's start with Synlait Milk. First half year result, disappointing.
Yeah, not really a surprise. They sort of flagged last week that their full year result was going to be well short of the mark, and their plan to transform the business was going to take a whole year longer. That was last week, so that was talking about the full year result. This is the half year, so their net profit was $4.8 million. That compares with $27.9 million the year earlier, although that did include a one-time bonus of nearly $12 million. It was a gain on some property that they'd leased back in Auckland. So overall, though, the market wasn't too impressed. Part of the reason for their difficult trading is they had adopted some new software, but the implementation didn't go very well, so that ended up with poor sales, etc. Then on top of that, higher labor market costs, higher input costs because of milk powder and so on, more expensive. And then on top of that, there was other cost inflation. So overall, not great for the company. Surely the market didn't like it very much. The share price was marked down 5.5% today.
Okay.
So there you go.
Mortgaged households are going to face higher loan repayments. Tell us more.
Okay, so that's not new. We've been talking about that for some time.
These are the people coming off fixed, are they?
Yes. So CoreLogic, which is a property research company, they do economic research on property. They said that, okay, so they've done some calculations, and they figured that if you had a currently a mortgage rate of, say, 4%, you're going to have to renew it coming up this year sometime because a lot of people go for one-year terms. 4% is the newer increased rate. A lot of people are still on 2, 2.5, 3, that kind of the order of those sort of very low mortgage interest rates. If they had to renegotiate a 4% mortgage, say $500,000, at 6.5%, that's going to cost them about $9,250 extra a year in interest payments. That's over and above what they're already paying.
Yep.
So you take that kind of money out of somebody's household budget, and that's not the biggest jump, right? There's still going to be people with even larger jumps than that and bigger mortgages. So it's going to be tough. The thing that's holding the market together, I suppose, is that people still have jobs, so they're not desperate to sell. However, there are some signs that people are starting to miss those mortgage payments. The Reserve Bank does allow banks to offer interest-only repayments. That's going to ease the burden. The main thing is, though, if you have a job, try and hang on to it because that's going to keep you in a good position. Compared with what the alternative would be, seeing as there's going to be fewer jobs created. That's the forecast for this year. So,
and Nona, what news do you have of the markets, please?
Well, look, overall, we did pretty good today. Overall, the Asian markets were a bit sluggish. There's a lot of jitters around the world about the stability of banks, and especially smaller ones in the United States. So the NZX Top 50 Index, it rose 0.25%, almost about that. 32 points up to 11,613. The New Zealand dollar at 62.1 US cents, 93.2 Australian, 50.7 British pence.
Thank you, Nona. We always like to get your reckons on a few things. So before you go, Fijoas, love or hate them?
Actually, I quite like them.
All right.
I love the smell of them.
Okay, keep listening because later in the show we've got something about Fijoas. Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier there with news and the fruit and veg report too.